This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli warplanes struck several buildings and roads in a vital part of Gaza City early Sunday. According to photos circulated by residents and journalists, the airstrikes created a crater that blocked one of the main roads leading to the largest hospital on the strip. The health ministry said the latest airstrikes left at least 2 dead, 25 wounded. That includes children and women. It said rescuers are still digging through the rubble and had so far pulled up several more wounded. 2 hours into the heavy bombardment, there was no comment from the Israeli military. Pro-Palestinian protesters took to the streets of Los Angeles, New York, Boston, Philadelphia, Atlanta, and other U.S. cities Saturday to demand an end to Israeli airstrikes over the Gaza Strip. Thousands of people shut down traffic on a major thoroughfare in West Los Angeles as they marched from outside the federal building to the Israeli consulate. Protesters waved signs that said Free Palestine and shouted Long Live Intifada or Uprising. Similar scenes played out in Boston, Washington, San Francisco, and other cities as demonstrators blocked traffic to march and decry U.S. support for Israel. The U.S. and British embassies in Myanmar have expressed concern about reports of fierce government attacks on a town in the western Chin state where martial law was declared Thursday because of armed resistance by opponents of military rule. The government troops backed by helicopters were reported to be shelling the town of Mindat and said its defenders, who were opponents of the army's February takeover that ousted the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi, according to state television Saturday. This is VOA News. British workers, aided by the army, distributed coronavirus tests door-to-door Saturday in towns in northern England seeking to contain a fast-spreading variant that threatens plans to lift all lockdown restrictions next month. Cases of a variant first identified in India have more than doubled in a week, defying a sharp nationwide downward trend in infections won by months of restrictions and a rapid vaccination campaign. Government scientific advisors say this variant is likely more transmissible than even the UK's dominant strain, though it is unclear by how much. India reported a smaller rise in a daily coronavirus infection on Saturday, but the deaths still stayed near the 4,000 mark, with the World Health Organization warning that the second year of the pandemic could be worse than the first. Over a 24-hour period, India had more than 326,000 new coronavirus infections for its lowest rise in nearly 3 weeks. But the slightly smaller number may reflect lower test rates, which are at their lowest since May 9th. During the past week, the South Asian nation has added about 1.7 million new cases and more than 20,000 deaths. Its death toll stands at more than 266,000, according to the health ministry data. Taiwan raised its coronavirus alert level on Saturday in the capital, Taipei, and the city around it, bringing curbs for a period of 2 weeks that will shut many venues and restrict gatherings in the wake of 180 new domestic infections. New rules will not mean offices, schools, or restaurants have to close, but it will cause a shutdown of cinemas and other entertainment spots while limiting family get-togethers to 5 people indoors and 10 outdoors. For the first time, masks will have to be worn outdoors. Taipei's government has already ordered bars, nightclubs, and similar venues to shut down. Thousands of Haitians marched in the capital, Port-au-Prince, Saturday, praying for an end to the wave of kidnappings on the island. Religious leaders organized the massive prayer gathering in response to the crisis. The United Nations says 234 people were abducted in the Caribbean nation last year, 3 times as many as the year before. SpaceX launched another batch of Starlink broadband satellites Saturday from Cape Canaveral in the U.S. state of Florida. 52 satellites, as well as a nanosatellite and a small radar satellite, were on board the reusable Falcon 9 rocket. The Starlink 27 mission was the aerospace's 15th Falcon 9 flight this year. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.